fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! Hail, Silver! Away!
Countless tons of gold ore moved the western mountains to the east. Countless head of longhorn cattle went east from the plains. And wherever ore or livestock, or for that matter, any goods of any sort were moved, the name of Hendricks figured prominently. Hendricks was the name on the side of all the freighting wagons. It was the name on the office in almost every western town. It was the name that was cursed by Big Jim Gunderson as he strode into Jacksonville.
Hendricks. Hendricks. That dirty pack of money-grabbing crooks, of thieving mavericks. I'll never show down my name at Jim Gunderson.
Hey, Jim, you're talking to yourself. Well, that's a bad sign.
Stand aside, Hank.
Hold on now. You got the bit in your teeth. Take it easy. Man in your mood with a six gun is...
Two six guns, and I can use them.
Well, none too good. Man in your mood is inviting trouble.
I'm filled with trouble, but with someone else.
Meaning who?
The head agent.
Sam Slater? Now, Jim, Sam's the most harmless cuss we ever had in Jacksonville. He wouldn't hurt a flea.
He wouldn't, eh? Well, he'd do the same thing as hurt. He works for the Hendricks Freight Line. It's time I had a showdown.
Jim, now
you... Stand aside, Hank. I'm going inside.
Dad, rat it. I better go along. You're like to bust Sam Slater in a dozen pieces.
Slater.
Oh, hello there, Gunderson. How's things in your range?
I ain't here for a chat. I'm here for a showdown.
Take a chair.
What I got to say can be said on my own 2 feet. You're a double-dyed crook.
Hank, thunder's hit this fella.
Well, you got me, Slater. Jim, why don't you calm down?
Let me alone. The whole Hendricks freighting outfit is crooked. You think because you're the only outfit that maintains wagons and mules to the railroads, you can fix your own prices, eh?
You better cool off, Jim, and then we'll talk it over.
I'll finish my saying, then I'm done with talk. You think me and the other men with bullion can't move our stuff without the Hendrick outfit, eh?
You might try it.
Well, you ain't. I'm serving notice right now, Slater. I've talked to a lot of the men. We're through with you. I'll buy wagon drivers. I'll open a freighting line, and my rates will be fair and square.
Well, I suppose I can't stop you from trying, Jim.
Is that a threat?
Of course not.
Why, Thunder, I don't like that look in your eyes, Slater.
Jim, for the love of Pete.
Shut up! Let me alone. I know what I'm doing. I suppose this underweight pipsqueak will report to his bosses in the East. And I expect they'll do all they can to keep us from running freight.
Nothing of the sort.
Try it, that's all, Slater. We'll have our own wagons guarded and we'll be on the watch. If there's any roughhouse, we'll show you our gunslingers that two can play at the same game. I've got plenty of cash, Slater, and I'll break you if it takes every last cent. That's all.
Jim, let me speak to you.
Come with me. I'm heading for the cafe.
I'm right with you. But ain't you going off half-cocked? Why have you got to get so rough with Sam? He don't make the rates.
I've learned a few things about that Hendricks outfit, Hank. Learned a plenty, in fact. They're crooks. Out to take every damn they can get from us.
They really are crooks?
Sure they are. I wouldn't say so if I didn't know.
I didn't figure them that way.
You just ain't smart, that's all.
Hey, mister. Pardon me.
What do you want, youngster?
I'm looking for the office of the Hendricks outfit. Sort of a stranger in town.
Hendricks? You a friend of that critter that runs the office?
Well, not exactly. I'm just...
By Juniper, where'd you get that horse? Is it your own?
Yeah. His name's Victor.
Oh, don't see many whitings like this. Fine hunk of horse flesh.
Where are you looking for Slater?
Well, I heard he had a job for a fellow about my age.
Yeah. I don't know what you could do. You don't look like a gunslinger.
No, sir, I'm not.
That's Hendricks' office over yonder. The place with the glass window in front, you see?
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Come on, Victor.
Right smart-looking kid, ain't he, Jim?
Yeah.
Right smart-looking horse, too. Hey, Jim.
What's the matter now?
Dad, ran it this year's sort of a coincidence now, ain't it? Look at the hitch rack in front of the cafe here.
What about it? You going loco because you've seen two white horses in one day?
Well, not exactly, but I'm hanged if I ever seen two fine-looking horses in town at the same time.
Go on inside and save your breath. I want to tell my friends that I've given notice to Slater.
Well, sure.
Hey there. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Sheriff.
There's Jim now. Hi, Jim.
Break up, boys. They're on me.
Jim, the boys have been talking right free about you and what you was going to tell Slater.
Yeah, suppose they have. I let them know my plans.
Well, I hope for your sake Slater ain't an ugly critter when he's riled.
Slater? Sheriff, he's as meek as they come.
I'd like to see him start anything, that's all.
You could start it legal if you called him what the boys said you was going to.
Call him what?
A crook.
I called him all right.
With a witness?
Thank you.
Well, I hope one or two things for your sake. I hope you can back your charge with proof, or I hope Slater don't resent what you said.
Wait. What have the boys been saying?
Well, you've got them pretty well filled with the idea that Slater and the Hendricks outfit is crooked.
Good.
I guess they'll all line up with you if you really do start freight wagons.
Good again. I'll start them, all right.
Your name, Jim Gunderson?
That's my name, stranger. What about it?
I heard a lot of talk about the Hendricks freight line. I also heard that you plan to run freight at half the cost.
Well, go ahead and play your hand. You ain't to resent?
I'm not sure. How can you afford to carry freight at the rate you've published?
I send to the men that ain't with me or against me. Where do you stand?
I haven't taken a stand yet.
Then do it, and quick.
Jim.
Shut up, Sheriff.
I'll listen just because you're
rich. I said shut up. Stranger, I don't like your attitude, and I'm...
Put down the gun.
I'm hanged if I will. I know who my friends are, and this cafe is filled with them.
Put down the gun.
You go fly a
put
kite.
Put it down.
What?
Knife plenty close to rib. Maybe me give it nudge.
Before I leave, Gunderson, I'll give you some advice which I'm sure you won't take.
Where you...
Be careful who you call a crook.
Sheriff, Hank, this wretch get him back of me.
Now go on, stranger. Get while things are quiet. Please get. You stay around and let'll start to fly.
Come along, Toto.
Of all the cussed nerve... Never in all my days has a redskin held a knife to my back.
Jim, that weren't nothing but his finger. But hang it, the way you're spiling for a fight is...
Who was that stranger?
I don't know, Jim.
Boys, listen to me. Listen to what I got to say. I've made my plans. I'll have freight wagons moving between here and St. Joe's starting 1 week from today. My rates will be just half what the Hendricks outfit charges. And I'll see your ore delivered. You can be sure of one thing. There's been no trouble with high women for most a year. If trouble starts now, it'll be the Hendricks bunch that's back of it.
Sure as thunder, there'll be trouble, Sheriff.
Yeah, Jim's spoiling for a fight.
One thing more, boys.
Yeah, what is it, Jim?
I'll need the backing of all of you. We show Hendricks that we don't need his land, we'll darn soon see them cutting the freight rates. Now, who'll stand up with me?
I will. Count on the ore from my tunnel.
Me too. I'm with you, Jim.
Jim Gunderson from
me. Me too.
Me with you, Jim. Okay.
Riding hard, the Lone Ranger placed the mask over the disguise on his face, then signaled Tonto, who rode alongside. The two horses cut to the north and broke into a wooded area at the foot of one of the gold hills. In a clearing at the side of a mountain stream, both riders reined up.
Oh, Silver,
who are you?
wait here until Dan joins us, Toto. He knows of this camp.
What you think?
I don't know what to think. All that talk we heard about the Hendricks Company having such high freight rates seems to have been true.
You think Hendricks Company not fair?
I don't know. The men in the Miners Association have certainly done their best to bring pressure to bear without success.
That right. Me hear how plenty fellas try to work for company. All fellas quit.
That's why I sent Dan there. Perhaps he can get a job with Sam Slater.
Well, what good would that do?
Dan will be able to keep an eye on things inside the office. He's a pretty good judge of people.
That right. You teach him plenty.
If Dan likes it, it'll be one thing in favor of the Hendricks firm. If Hendricks is as crooked as Jim Gunderson claims, there'll be trouble.
Trouble?
Yes, lots of trouble. And probably lives lost.
Wait. You hear horse?
Yes, I do.
Sound like Victor.
It is Victor. Silver knows it, too.
Dan come plenty fast, ride plenty hard.
Why did he come back so soon? If he got the job with Slater, he should be working right now.
Oh, Victor, oh, boy, hold there. Oh.
You rode hard, Dan.
You bet I did. I came in a hurry because I wanted to tell you. Just a little while after you and Tonto left town, Jim Gunderson was shot.
Shame. I wish Jim would tell who done it.
I bet he won't. Not Jim.
No, he can't.
How bad's he hurt?
Hey, boys. All of you.
Listen.
Clear out and leave me be. I ain't dead. Long way from it.
Jim, why don't you let us know?
I'll handle this my own way.
But, Jim, tell us. Was it Slater?
I ain't got a thing to say except this. The doc says I'll be crippled up for some weeks with a busted leg. But I'll go through with my plans all the same. My freighters will run as I planned. You boys count on it. Clear out and let me talk to the sheriff. We got things to talk over.
Let us know if there's anything you want, Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, and laid up long.
So long, Jim. Take care of that busted leg.
Yeah. Shut that door, Sheriff.
Right.
Now sit yourself down. I'll do the talking.
Jim, there ain't no use of you being a stubborn fool about this. You know how you got shot.
All I'm telling you is this. That I was heading for Slater's office when a gun barked from the back of the row of buildings, and the next I knew I was on the ground with a busted leg. Lucky for me, Doc Prentice was the nearest man to him.
Yeah, but who shot you?
As far as you're concerned, it was Donald Boone.
Oh, now, Jim, why not let me get the critter legal? You go gunning on your own, it just
Sheriff,
means that...
I didn't keep you here to listen to you talk.
All right, Jim. But if you take the law in your own hands, I'll have to punish you the same as I would
Sheriff,
if it was... Yeah, Jim.
Here's all you got to do. See that my freighter wagons go through. If something happens to them, you can be sure of one thing.
What's that?
Slater will be the man to blame for any trouble.
Right.
On the appointed day, Jim Gunderson's freighters were loaded and ready to start in competition to the Hicks line. Practically the whole town was on hand to give a send-off.
Well, Dan, if anything happens to any one of those wagons, Gunderson will blame me.
Yeah, I know it, Mr. Slater. It isn't fair.
He thinks I have a lot of gunmen working for me.
Get your shooting irons, boys. They're ready to start. Give them a send-off. There they go, boys.
Drink
to the success of the Gunderson freight line.
There they go, Dan.
Yes, sir.
Now remember one thing. If there's any word that one of those wagons meets trouble, you skedaddle and keep going. I don't want you here when Gunderson comes shooting.
But Gunderson's home with a broken leg. He can't walk.
He won't need to. Any one of the men whose freight he's carrying at a cut rate will be glad to come for me.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. We'll be right back. Now to continue our story. The Gunderson freight wagons fanned out after leaving town, each driver following a different route toward a different place. When evening came, Dan rode into the Lone Ranger's camp to give his report.
Me take care of Victor, Dan. Look him over while you talk.
Oh, golly, Tonto. I take care of my own horse.
Well, me take look at shoes. Make sure them all right. Come on, Victor.
What happened today, Dan?
Well, the freighters got underway.
What did Slater say?
Not much. He's worried, though. He knows that if anything happens to any one of them, Gunderson will blame him.
Dan, what do you think of Slater?
I don't know. I can't figure him out. He seems like a good sort.
Yes?
On the other hand, he's a slick one. Sort of reminds me of a gambler. Never gets excited or anything. And his face never changes expression. And there's one thing that puzzles me.
What's that, Dan?
Well, he keeps muttering in a low voice that Gunderson will never make a go of it. He isn't worried that Gunderson will interfere with the Hendricks line.
He isn't?
Yeah, not a bit. In fact, this afternoon he told me that inside of a month we'd have all the business back again.
I see.
Why did he say that? Why is he so sure the Hendricks line will get all the business back?
Meanwhile, out on the plains, a freighter rumbled through the night with a heavy and valuable cargo. The route led through a narrow gap where heavy ground sucked at the wheels and so increased the burden on the horses, the pace slowed almost to a walk.
On there! Keep a hauling! Get along, Jeff! Get up, Bart! Get along there!
The whip cracked in the expert's hands, inches from the ears of the straining horses. And then, above the whip, there came another crack. Sometime later in the night, the Lone Ranger was roused by Silver muzzling him gently.
Silver, what is it, boy? Otto, wake up. There's something happening.
Uh-huh. What? What matter?
I don't know, but Silver roused me.
Damn sleep.
Leave him there.
Me hear horse, wagon come this way.
Yes. Let's saddle up and see who it is.
Oh, 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 oh. He got horse
in this time. Oh, oh, this is one of Gunderson's wagons.
That's right.
What's the matter with those men? Take a look at that one.
Oh, this fella, guard. Him dead.
So, driver. Otto, this means that...
Oh, look in wagon. Wagon empty.
We'll follow the back trail a little ways. There's plenty of moonlight.
Oh, there's no need.
Why?
We know where wagon been. Look, mud on wheels. Only one place where trail this bad in dry weather.
You know the place?
Spring keep trail always muddy there. We go see, huh? Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
In the shortest possible time, the masked man and Tonto were at the scene of the murder. They saw where the wagon had been turned by the unguided horses. Then they searched for further things the signs might tell.
There are hoofprints leading away from here, Tonto. We've got to get back to our camp. We'll come back here later. When that wagon and its passengers reach town, there'll be trouble.
Maybe danger for Dan.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Come. Oh, Silver. Steady, oh, steady.
Oh, we're too late. Dan's already gone.
Can we go to town? Get him there.
I hope we can before someone else gets him. They'll be gunning for Slater, and Dan works for him. Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Come.
Hold there, steady. Mask,
let me go.
Easy, Slater. I'm a friend of Dan Reed.
You're masked.
Did you meet Dan?
No.
Where are you going? Are you riding from town?
Please, you wouldn't understand.
You know what happened? Did you see a wagon, a freighter?
Your friend of Dan's. Go to town and get him out of there. Me, I'm heading as far from here as I can get.
Slater,
I don't
want... you're going to my camp and wait there for me.
Town, a crowd was waiting when Dan came to work in the Hendricks office.
There's a kid. Grab him.
Hey, hold on.
Now take it easy, boys.
Hey, you boys grab his horse. Let me at him, Hank. I'll get the truth. You, kid.
Now, see here. Take your hands off.
Shut up.
Make him squeal.
Let Jackson handle him. It was his cargo that was lost.
You better speak fast and straight. Where's Slater?
Isn't he in the office?
He is not. And it don't look like he aims to be. Now, where is he? You work for him. Talk fast.
I don't know where he is.
He or someone he hired started things last night. Mean to say you don't know anything about that?
I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Jackson.
Mean to say you don't know that a freight wagon was brought back here by the horses at dawn?
No.
The garden driver dead? The cargo gone?
Your cargo?
Yes, my cargo. And Slater ain't showed up. That makes the handwriting plain as day. Where is Slater?
I don't know. Maybe he's in his room.
Yeah, we'd look there. Come on, boys. We'll take this kid along with us.
I wouldn't.
But
Mask! Stand still.
You.
Not up, Dan. Let go of that horse.
That settles it. Boy, Slater's got masked men and redskins working for him. Now we know he's a polecat that robbed my cargo and killed two men. Or had it done for him.
Take Dan, Tonto. I'll cover.
Come, Dan. Get him up. Come.
Come on, Victor.
Come on, Silver.
We'll get you. You wait. You'll hang for this.
Silver, steady, boy. Steady, big fella. Dan, you stay here.
Yes, sir. Mr. Slater.
Hello, Dan.
How'd you get here?
There's little time for explanation, Dan. Todd and I heard the horses pulling the wagon toward town. We investigated and found the guard and driver dead.
Last night?
Before dawn this morning. We followed the back trail by moonlight. By the time we got back here to camp, you had gone for your job. We started to town and met Slater.
Yeah, but...
Dan, Todd and I have a lot of riding to do.
Can't I ride with you?
I know, Dan. Slater has to be kept here in camp.
Yes, sir. But he'll stay. He knows the camp's hidden. He's got to keep away from the men in town.
I don't want him to leave. Stay here and keep watch on him. I think by tonight I'll be ready for a showdown.
Do you think Slater's really...
Let's not reach a conclusion yet.
Here, Silver.
Slater seemed dead sure that Gunderson wouldn't stay in business long.
Keep an eye on him, but stay friendly.
Ready, Tonto?
You ready?
Steady, big fella.
On, Silver!
The hue and cry in town sustained all day. Slater was accused by everyone of being the man behind the murders and robbery. Loudest in the accusations was the man named Jackson, whose goods had been stolen. He spent the day in the cafe.
I'll find Slater if it's the last thing I do. And when I find him...
Hey, Jackson, I've been looking for you.
Doc.
Hi there, Doc. How's Jim Gunderson today?
Oh, Jim's doing all right, but it riles him to think of being tied to a chair with so much he'd be doing. Oh, Jackson, he said I should give you this.
Money? What's this?
Well, it ain't nowhere near as much as you lost to the thieves, but Jim wants to do what he can to make good. He says he'll do the same for the other men to go along with him.
Well, now, ain't that swell of him? Boys, we'll stick with Jim and smash this Hendricks line.
He does business the way I like to see a man do business. My great Aunt Hannah. It's the masked man. Don't shoot.
I won't shoot. First.
How long you been there beside the door?
I just came.
Sheriff, this is your job. He helped Slater's clerk get away. He knows where Slater is.
Now, one minute. Sheriff, this is your job.
Stranger, if you...
Jim Gunderson knows something that every one of you should know.
What's that?
You wouldn't believe me. Gunderson will give you the facts, so you'll know he's telling the truth. Sheriff, you'd better get your deputies when you come. Gunderson's. All the rest of you, come along. You too, Jackson and Doc.
I just came from here.
Lots happened since then. I'll be there waiting for you. Now, don't waste time.
All right, men, let's go.
Come on, Silver!
The Lone Ranger raced ahead of the crowd and hurried to the rear of Jim Gunderson's home. Dismounting, he entered the door of the house and went directly to Gunderson's room.
Hey, what the sham here?
Gunderson, listen to me.
Never mind
who I am or why. I wanted you a chance to escape.
Escape? Why, that's...
You listen to me. The men from town are on their way. They'll be here any minute. You forgot footprints.
What?
The scene of the murders last night. It was muddy there. Your horse left clear prints. They came back here. Your own boot marks were there. You've got to hurry or you'll be too late.
See here. How could I leave any footprints? Who would be able to read them?
Do you want to be trapped here? The men are coming now. I have a horse all saddled out back.
But who are you? How did you get the idea?
Doc knew the truth, didn't he?
Friend of his, huh? All right, I'll take your
That's
horse.
Enough, so you can walk.
What?
Give me the splints off that leg.
I'm a crust. Why are you...
Not so fast. I'll take those splints.
Hey, he's fighting with Jim. Hey, grab that
splint. Jim Gunderson. No.
He's using his leg.
He hasn't busted no leg.
There's your murderer. Look for a wound and a broken leg. You won't find it. Ask Doc for the truth. He'll tell you.
Now, wait. I couldn't help it.
It was a quick, easy way to get more money. He first made you dissatisfied with the Hendricks rates. He offered cheaper freight and got your goods. He planned to steal the most valuable cargoes. And to avoid suspicion, he faked a broken leg. He robbed his own freighters.
Jim, is this true?
If he denies it, you'll find tracks at the scene of the robbery. Compare them with his boots. You can follow the trail all the way to this ranch.
Sheriff, I didn't know there'd be murder in it. He told me he wanted to play a joke when he had me say he had a busted leg. And I was in it, and he told me if I talked, I'd hang along with him.
Gunderson, what do you say?
I still say Hendricks' company overcharges for freighting.
Gunderson, any businessman would know you couldn't carry freight at the rate you charged. The expenses of the Hendricks' company prove it. You're a businessman. You betrayed yourself by the low rates you offered.
Gunderson, you ain't denied nothing.
Why should I?
Great guns. And Slater's on the level. Gunderson threw suspicion on Slater just to account for the robberies and paved the way for more. Hey, get that masked man. I want to ask him about Slater.
Yeah, me too. I want Slater to handle my freight again.
Slater will be back on the job tomorrow.
There he is, outside.
Where are you?
You stand still, Gunderson. You're going with us.
I'll see you there.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.